A creator of the Richland Medical Center has died. Dr. James Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, died Tuesday following a battle with cancer. Jim grew up on a farm in Bloom City. He graduated from Richland Center High School. He attended the University of Wisconsin in Madison, where he achieved both his undergraduate and doctoral degrees. Dr. Tidrick returned to Richland Center following his medical training and joined the Edwards Clinic, owned by his father-in-law. In 1967, the clinic merged to create the Richland Medical Center, where Jim continued his career. During his time in Richland Center, Dr. Tidrick served as president of the Medical Center for 15 years. While at the medical center, he pioneered the region's first nurse practitioner program through the University of Wisconsin. He also served on numerous boards of directors, including the Wisconsin State Medical Society, Richland Hospital, and Pine Valley Manor. He was also instrumental in the founding of the HMO of Wisconsin, one of the nation's first rural-based HMOs, as a member of the initial board of directors. Also among his numerous accomplishments, he delivered more than 1,000 babies during his time in Richland Center. Funeral services for Dr. James Tidrick will be held at 11 next Saturday, January 11th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A shelter-in-place order was issued for some Sauk County residents last night. Late last night, at approximately 11:25, the Sauk County Communications Center received a report of a stolen truck from a resident in the city of Baraboo. The Baraboo Police Department responded to investigate the theft. Deputies with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office attempted to locate the stolen truck and observe the vehicle traveling westbound on State Highway 136 in the town of Baraboo at around 11:45. The truck was safely stopped on State Highway 136 near Colmeyer Road, and two occupants fled on foot. One occupant was arrested at the scene. The other occupant, believed to be the driver of the stolen vehicle, was not immediately apprehended, and a search of the area was initiated. Due to the search, the Sheriff's Office requested that Sauk County Emergency Management send out an automated alert to cell phone customers within the immediate area of the incident, requesting citizens to lock their doors and shelter in place. After an extensive search, a message lifting the shelter in place was sent at approximately 2:30 this morning. The suspect was not located. If you have any information regarding this incident, you're asked to contact the Sauk County Communications Center at 608-356-4985 or Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here is Civic Media's Jimmy Koska.
Are you interested in running for a local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. To get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, you'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file your paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Koska.
State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination, while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced a new round of entrepreneurship partner grants. The grant program will award up to $200,000 for programs that serve rural communities, smaller cities, or underserved populations. Applications for the program will be accepted until January 31st, and the winners will be announced in May. Information on the Entrepreneurship Partner Grants is available on the WEDC website, and there will be an online program webinar coming up on Monday. Energy experts say Wisconsin is expected to see an over $4 billion investment in clean energy projects over the next coming years. A number of long-term energy projects are planned in the Midwest that will be either completely or partially located in Wisconsin. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has reported an increase in homelessness of nearly 4% in Wisconsin this year. According to their data, over 5,000 people experienced homelessness at some point in 2024, with hundreds unable to even find reliable shelter. The report also found over 200 unaccompanied kids experiencing homelessness. The unhoused population has grown across the country over recent years as people struggle with rising home prices, stagnant wages, and inflation. The American Red Cross is asking for donors to give blood or platelets now to help those in need. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Upcoming blood drives include on Monday from 11:30 until 5:30 at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Baraboo, also on Tuesday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and Friday, January 10th from 10 until 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin State Patrol's January Law of the Month focuses on safe winter driving. While you may look forward to the beauty and adventure of a new season, winter weather can also create treacherous road conditions. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, "It's always best to stay off the roads in slippery conditions. If you must drive, be sure to avoid distractions, allow additional time to get to your destination, and give fellow motorists and snowplows the extra space. It is best to stay off the roads during severe winter weather to eliminate the risk of a crash and keep the roads clear for first responders and snowplow drivers. If you must head out, always prepare yourself and your vehicle for winter driving." The State Patrol recommends these winter driving tips: clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood. Snow and ice sliding off your roof or blowing off your hood can be dangerous. If you're driving while it's snowing, you're required to turn your headlights on. The general rule is to have your windshield wipers on. Your headlights must be on as well. Avoid sudden braking or steering. Don't be overconfident with four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. Remember that bridge decks and overpasses freeze up first. Avoid using cruise control in winter conditions. Buckle up and put your phone down while driving. Every trip, every time. Have a fully charged phone and an emergency kit in your vehicle. If you get stranded or slide off the road, stay buckled up in your vehicle and call for help. Getting out of the vehicle is very dangerous, especially in winter weather. Before you head out, check for road conditions. 511 Wisconsin is a free resource that provides live updates on traffic and road conditions. Winter road condition categories were recently updated to better reflect current conditions on roads across the state. The categories are now normal, partially covered, completely covered, travel not advised, and no report. Download the 511 Wisconsin app, visit 511wi.gov, or call 511 to monitor conditions.